Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
312-981-7200. All right, we were talking about a challenge that I have with undisclosed permits that were done on a home that we put the loan through underwriting, got it approved, appraisal came back, I get a call from the realtor, kill the deal, we need another letter. We found all of these unpermitted jobs that were done, not that the city had no record, the builder, the owner had no record, and the contractor had no record of a permit, squashed the transaction, they're going back for damages, right? And all they want is the time and the effort for the home inspector and the appraiser, right? Because that's $1,000 right there. So we'll talk about that in more detail, but we have Rita in Bloomingdale with a similar challenge that she found mold that wasn't disclosed. Rita, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. You guys have a great show. I closed on a condo in May of 2022 and wasn't able to move in until November. I had patio doors that needed to be replaced on the balcony, which I knew I was going to have to do, and because there was a leak. So when my contractor was working on the walls, he found mold around the patio doors, but it turned out that the mold was through my entire ceilings in my condo. So 4 months later, I finally was able to move in, but I had to replace all of my ceilings, all of the trim. It was just a nightmare. So my realtor lawyer told me that he could send a letter to the previous owner, but he didn't think much would happen, and he was right. So pretty much the previous owner just said he didn't know what I was talking about. And there were signs once my contractor started, you know, cleaning up the mess that things were repaired. My inspector originally missed as well. And I just, you know, I mean, it cost me a lot of money, and I don't know if I should pursue it, if it's going to just end up costing me more money and I'm not going to get anything out of it anyway. But it was a nightmare.
2 minutes before the break, Dave.
No problem. Sorry about that. That is the standard line that sellers give. And only because in court...
Which I knew nothing. I didn't know what about that.
Right. But in court, it is hard to prove what someone knew. And that's when your real estate lawyer said that, even if you're right 100%, that it to get someone where you prove it. A case I had years ago, the neighbor brought a key over 2 days after the closing, and they go, "Why did you have a key? We're just curious." Well, we used to shop vac the basement when they would go to Wisconsin on weekends. So you have a smoking gun, and I got a $17,000 judgment, and, nice. And it all worked out because they had to pull the deck off the back of the house. You can't even believe it. Anyway, so your lawyer was doing you a service, but here's the issue. You've got a time issue on this. If you really are mad and you really want to invest the money, no lawyer will take it on a contingency, unfortunately, meaning that they'll get paid for whatever you get them to pay. If you're mad enough and you want to spend the money, I am concerned with that May date because the disclosure lying law, let's just call it that in layman's terms, is 1 year from the day you got the disclosure. So you definitely want to look that up. And if you want to call me next week, depending how mad you are, what was the overall ticket without stalking you? What did it cost you out of your pocket to fix everything?
With having to not live here, too, I would say at least $25,000.
Okay.
Hello.
The thing is I talked to one of my neighbors, and he said the same thing had happened to him because the ductwork was not installed right in the ceiling.
And that's a whole different thing, but we still got to get that knowledge into the seller's head. And also, one other thing about Illinois law, and Steve's going to back me up, if you win the case, all the judge says is you win. It's not like a car accident with insurance or child support where the court can force the hand to get you paid. So another reason your real estate lawyer said maybe not bother is Illinois is very liberal towards deadbeats. So you'll get a piece of paper saying you win $25,000, but then you have a whole nother round of attorney's fees to try to collect it, which is against their wages, their car, whatever. So it checked out the date timing on it. I can give you a couple names on Monday of friends you could interview, but my number is 630 285-5300. Take a look at that disclosure form when you signed off on it in your real estate contract. And then call me either way Monday or Tuesday because I do care about what's going on.
All right, we got to hit a break here, my friend. Are you happy?
Yeah.
All right. You want a hug?
A hug with $25,000, maybe.
All right, let's not go crazy. How about a hug with a Mr. Floor cleaning product?
I'll take that.
All right, hang on for the Mr. Floor cleaning product. Your choice. I was going to send Leahy over before we murder him. 312-981.
I told you I have a good attorney for you.
Well, I'm going to need one because it's not like we haven't been talking about it on the radio.
I better tell you first.
You tell me right. Write it down so I have it. 312-981-7200. Teresa's like, stop saying you're going to murder Steve. 312-981-7200.
Stand in line.
Line three, Teresa Lee. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you to Douglas Wilson, Anita Goldberg, Susan Vandervoot, Janet Gooderham.
How many did you pronounce right?
I don't know.
I just hope that Mr. Goldenhain isn't saying that's not my name.
Goderham. How would you pronounce it? Gooderhama.
Gooderhomer.
Well, how else can you pronounce that?
Could you please call in Mr. Gooderham?
I just keep going. It's all in the presentation, Joe.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. David Schluter, let's talk about unpermitted improvements and how that impacts a real estate transaction.
The seller under our current contract is making a representation that every improvement that was not just replacing existing, that's a term of art. Replacing existing is changing the countertop to a new countertop, changing the water heater. But if people add bathrooms, add walls, take down walls, do gazebos or whatever, you need to get a permit. And a contractor tells you, oh, no, that's too expensive. In your case, who knows why they did it without a permit, but it's a liability. And in your deal, it rose to the point where the deal was killed. And the people, they cheaped out on the front and ended up paying for it by now having an unmarketable home.
Forest Park sends out an inspector.
Of course they do.
Forest, it's one of the few area towns that sends an actual inspector out before you sell the house to make sure you didn't do any unpermitted.
Right. They won't bring up the countertop, but they're going to bring up that new bathroom.
Or the shed.
Shower, the shed, a gazebo, whatever. And again, it is intrusive, but they have every right to do it because, number one, the assessor needs to know about it so they can raise the taxes. If you turn it into a three-bathroom house instead of a two, your taxes are supposed to go up. So the permit department copies the assessor in Cook County.
There you go. What else did you want to talk about? Putting names on deeds?
Yeah, well, with the internet, and Steve probably can chime in, the internet has caused people to believe that because it's on the web, it's got to be true, even illegal. They'll just put in, can I do this, can I do that? And probably about once a month, I have people who only want to do an estate plan, which will cause a disaster for their kids, which is they don't want to pay for an estate plan or a transfer on death or a land trust. They want to just want to add Johnny on the deed, thinking that, well, then we won't need a lawyer. Mom will go to heaven and Johnny will own the house.
Well, you're assuming mom's going to go to heaven.
Yes. Well, the problem is, I always say it that way to be nice.
I understand.
Now, when that happens and mom does go and then he calls the realtor, the problem is he goes back to the price that mom paid back in the day.
Exactly.
And that's brutal. I had a guy who owed 70 G's because it was an old Elk Grove house. They paid $38,500 in 1964, and it went for $350,000. And I said, well, make sure to call an accountant now and during this quarter because it doesn't wait till April for your capital gains. He goes, what do you mean? I go, you owe 70 G's. Well, wait a minute. Your mom chose to do I Want to Be Lawyer DISC program, type a deed, go up to Rolling Meadows and record it, and she didn't come to me or any other lawyer who would have said, please don't do that. Mm-hmm. And so again, they think it's saving money, but there are reasons. It's not just because there's two lawyers here today. If we start getting texts, oh, he's just defending his practice. Yes, I am, because I've been doing it 37 years, and I have saved millions of dollars, I would suspect, by having people do either a living trust, a land trust. You want the family members in the next generation to not own anything until your last breath. They get stepped up basis. And what that means is they get the home at the value it is now. So with the appreciation we've had in the Chicago area over decades, you maybe paid $100,000. It sells for four. Their starting point is the higher value tax-free.
I just want to say for tax-free, this is so important, what you just mentioned. And both of those things you were just talking about are people trying to save money. It's pennies up front. I mean, it's not really a big expense.
No, they think lawyers are just out to take money for no reason. I still wake up in the morning glad what I do for now. And the issue is that it's a great service to call a real estate attorney or an estate planning attorney, or in my case, you get both. But please don't go and record.
Absolutely.
Because the recorder's office will not turn you away. If you know, Francis Jones is adding Tom Jones, they're not going to say you shouldn't do that. They're going to record the document. I've actually intercepted some of them, Steve, where I've reversed it before they went on the market. And boy, was I the hero. In other words, Tommy comes off, then we call Century 21 or whatever.
Yeah.
Because death's 100%. We're going to talk about that with Tim. So, yeah, I just want you to know, please don't cheap out. I'm not just saying it to help the profession. I'm trying to save your next generation tons of money.
What if you did the, we got a text here, 3131. What if you did the improvements yourself without a contractor? Do you still need a permit?
Yes, because it's the work in question, not who did the work. It's, think about it, something that the county would want to know about that was enhancing the value. That's the dirty secret about why they actually require, other than safety. But with the advent of Lowe's, Home Depot, Menards, you can get anything. You can get green board studs. You can get the sewer pit, the pump. People basically add features because they are handy, or they got a brother-in-law who does it as a side job or whatever. But what drives it is ultimately county revenue. They want to increase the tax bill to include those improvements.
Could you talk about working backwards for unpermitted improvements? What does one do? Wayne in Oak Lawn with a text.
Hi, Wayne. Yeah, well, I mean, if you're not selling for a while, you've got time to straighten it out. I don't know if you did them yourself, but, you know, they do have nominal fines. There was one, not to give you a grabber, but there was one that I heard about from a lawyer buddy of mine where they tore out the finished basement. They said, nope, no
Ouch.
Dice. Well, because they use Romex instead of, you know, they just cheaped out on the wiring.
Yep.
It was stuff that could burn the house down in that case. So they tore it out. And that was, by the way, done when a house didn't sell, like yours, David. And then in order to go back on the market, they had to call the town. And they did make them tear it out. It was brutal. But that is the ultimate thing they can do, mainly because they say that a person who does the Rube Goldberg job, it could cause their house to burn and maybe a neighbor's. Electrical is one of the huge ones, by the way.
Leave off the Goldbergs. My God, it's Passover coming up, and the Goldbergs are very sensitive. Elaine and Elgin, you've got a question for Dave about a deed.
Yes. I put my son's name on the deed at the recorder's office, and I heard you. And should I go take it off, and why?
Well, what you want to do is not just do that. That is the first step, but please hire an estate planning attorney. I can definitely represent you, but that's, you know, that's later. They'll give you the number, but I don't really. Just use somebody who knows what they're doing. Once you get them off, you're going to do a new deed into a land trust, a personal trust, or you can do with your lawyer a transfer on death. Your son will still get the home tax-free for at the new value, and it's just please hire an attorney. If you want to call me, there people will give you the number. I do know a great firm out in Elgin if it would make it easier for your travel, but they'll know exactly what you need to do. But you let them do both steps. They're going to do basically a deed from you and your son back into your estate plan. So you don't need to do two deeds. You can just do a new deed, mom and son, to your estate plan.
Thanks, Elaine. And hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. For listeners who want to reach out to you, how to reach out to you?
630-285-5300. Always a free consultation. And I also have some videos on this subject on YouTube. Dave Schluter at That's What Dave Said. There's one right on point.